Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right, 8:20 on a Tuesday. Monday. I'm just excited for the debut. Joined now by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, I'm going to play our game with you. One word on this tweet I had. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best baseball player in the world.
Fact. So long as Shohei isn't pitching, yeah, I'll take Bobby Witt Jr. in the five tools. Yeah, no one can do what Bobby can do. Some can come close, but no one is the total package that number 7 is. So I'll say true.
Fair to say that he is the reason they won the game yesterday because of that 9th inning?
Yeah, that was actually the focus of the postgame show. It was a classic baseball postgame show after a well-rounded win when, you know, in my opinion, there were about half a dozen guys that could make a pretty good case that they should be our guaranteed foods player of the game, whether it's Michael Lorenzen. Now, going into yesterday's game, to me, I was putting it all on the old guys. Because when I looked at that starting lineup yesterday, for as much as we've lamented how ineffective this offense is, you look up and down that lineup yesterday, John Rave and Nick Lofton, it's not on them to salvage a game in Chicago. Just do your job. So, Kyle Isbell, Michael Garcia, they're off to the best starts in their career. So I'm not going to add any extra pressure on them. Vinny's the hottest hitter in baseball. Bobby is one of the 10 most valuable players in baseball. So now we're talking, there's 6 of the 9 guys that left Jack Caglione, who going into yesterday was 2 for 21, but anybody that was watching the games or even listening to the games, you weren't worried at all about Cags. He looked very impressive despite the .059 batting average. So that left 2 guys, the 2 oldest guys in the lineup, Jonathan India and Salvador Perez. 2 guys that are, without question, the leaders of this team as far as veteran leadership, as far as, Salvi's obviously the captain. Jonathan India brings that edge that we've been talking about on this show dating back to spring training. Mm-hmm. He brings a grittiness that this team is without, but it's tough to lead when you're not producing. Now, teammates would still listen to India. They'll still follow Salvador Perez, but it's tough to, stand up on your soapbox and start firing up the troops when you're hitting 200 or you're 0 for your last 8. So they needed the veterans, the old guys, to step up, and Salvi did, India did. Boy, did Michael Lorenzen ever step up. How about Carlos Estevez warming up, sitting down, that Richards dude, gags the game away in the 9th.
Yeah, who the hell was that guy?
Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Carlos Estevez then has to come in and save the game. And then Cags. Cags goes 4 for 4. And, of course, the text line wanted him to be the player of the game. But there were just so many options in that 2-run victory over the White Sox that, you know, hopefully that bodes well for a pretty big series coming up against the Yankees in a homestand that it's going to be difficult to do. But you need to have a winning homestand. I'm expecting 4 wins over the course of the next 6 games.
Well, the good news is you got Sacramento rolling in, and they're one of the worst teams in baseball, winning, what, twice since the middle of May? So you get that at the back end of your schedule. But you had that with the White Sox, too. And I know,
right.
You couldn't count on the White Sox being as bad as they were last year. You knew they were going to be a little bit better. But now, what is this, your third loss to the White Sox? So you're like -3 in that category. You got to find a way to make up those 3 wins that you got last year because the White Sox were a gift win for you.
They swept the White Sox. Yeah, swept the White Sox in that 4-game series, and they dropped 2 this weekend. Honestly, though, Bob, and I think you guys are both with me on this. First of all, a 3-3 road trip. No, it's not the way that we wanted it, but a 3-3 road trip, you'll take that.
Right.
Especially when, and you guys alluded to this earlier, you know, tracking down Detroit, walking away with this division is going to be very difficult, so much so that if I'm looking at the standings, I'm going to the wild card. That's a loser mentality, but look, when you drop 2 of 3 at home to the Detroit Tigers, you did this to yourself, and it's no surprise that right after you lose that series to the Tigers, we see this team call up Jack Caglione right as the division begins to slip through your fingers. So, you would love to offset the obvious improvement that the White Sox have shown over the course of really the first 3 months of the season, but if the focus is the wild card, Man, you're going to be in it, you know, so long as there's not some catastrophic injury to the middle of the lineup or the top of the rotation. You're going to be in that wild card race throughout June, July, into August, and it's still going to be up for grabs in September. So as you guys said to start off the show earlier this morning, they are in a really good spot. Did we want a better weekend against the White Sox? Yes. But this up and down nature, they're a really good team that's about to break out, and, oh, they're a bad team that can't score. This up-and-down nature that we've had over the first 66 games of the season is likely to continue over the final 96.
And, two, to put it into perspective, I mean, nobody in baseball, like, other than the Tigers, and because they are kind of front and center to us, Vern, you know, we see everything that they're doing.
Right.
But, I mean, you look at the Phillies. They just got swept by the Pirates. They've lost 9 of 10. The Braves, I mean, they can't get out of their own way right now. They're 10 games under 500 for the first time since, I think, like 2017 right now. And so while we're sitting here, like, you know, kind of splitting hairs a little bit, look around the rest of baseball. Like, it's just not a given that you're going to go out there and win every single game. And that's where I keep getting into that mentality of stop watching this like it's football, right? Every 10 games, kind of reassess and see where you are as a franchise.
Yeah, Royals right now on pace to win 83 games. I think 86 gets you to the postseason once again.
Is 83?
I wouldn't think so, right? Okay. As we get closer to the trade deadline, that the Habs and the teams that believe in themselves will improve, and those squads that we're maybe not a true believer of, I think they'll fall off. I'm still looking at 85 to find yourself into October. And I know, again, I understand that that's not what we wanted coming into the season. You wanted this Royals team to improve on that debut album from a season ago. You wanted a division title. You wanted a clearly better team. But come September, if they're in the race and they make it to October, there's not going to be many complaints around the city of, yeah, we're in the playoffs, but I wanted a better seed. Just back-to-back years of postseason baseball in Kansas City, we'll all take that.
Vern, you mentioned Caglione on the other or previously in this going 4 for 4, not being shy about what we've seen or what we've heard from what he's done. There's no slump, in my opinion. But are you starting to see more of like the power numbers could be coming around shortly? Because I get it, like that's what he's kind of like for the quick fan. They look at where are the home runs, when the home runs come. But it looks like the most important part is just to get comfortable. But do you see those power numbers eventually starting to happen?
Of course. And he looked comfortable right out of the gate. In the box, in right field, right? His first start in right field in St. Louis. He makes a very nice running catch. Now, he's going to continue to be defensively replaced late in games, and I think we all need to understand why. I mean, the exact same reason why you won that game last night was because of a defensive replacement, right? You put Bobby Witt Jr. in at shortstop, who had been the designated hitter all game. When you're up by one, when you're up by two, or shoot, in the instance last night, even when you're up by, I guess Bobby came in the eighth inning trying to protect a two-run lead, but that's why you see John Rave replacing Jack Caglione in right field, and I think you'll see that really for the rest of the season. It took MJ Melendez about a year and a half before he became a league average corner outfielder, and MJ's probably a slightly better athlete than Jack Caglione. But as far as Cags in the box, yeah, I mean, the guy looks like a bigger Juan Soto up there with that big base, that wide body. Squaring the ball up pretty consistently, doesn't look passive, doesn't look timid. He's aggressive, squaring it up, and you look at the four hits that he had yesterday. You know, you get 95 middle in, single to center. Second time up, it's a 91-mile-per-hour fastball at the top of the zone. He smokes it to right center for a double. Next time up, it's, you know, you get a sweeper, and he smokes that to center field, a sweeper up in the zone, and then a changeup down out of the zone, another single to center. So he saw four different pitches and took them all to the same spot. That's a young man with a pretty good base, a pretty good idea, and one gorgeous swing. So everything that you had hoped Jack Caglione to be, maybe you wanted better numbers through six games, but six hits in six games, man, you're not going to hear me complain or worry about the burly lefty.
Nobody should be, man. When people complain about things, I always go back to, and I've learned this over the years, Vern, what was your expectation, right? And that's right. What I ask people right. all the time. What was your expectation yep. with Jack Caglione? If it was to come up here and immediately hit a home run on every single pitch, well, then yes, of course you're going to get disappointed. For me, it was like, let's just get him up here and see what he can do, and let's let it take care of itself and not really have any expectations for Jack Caglione. And so far, I mean, I got nothing to complain about with this kid. It's fun watching him play. I can't wait to watch him in person tomorrow night out at Kauffman Stadium and see what he can do, and just to kind of watch this kid grow, you know?
Bob, we've been saying the same thing for most of the season of we want him to be a weapon and not the savior. That's right. How we've always viewed him. And in the first six games, okay, maybe he's not the power weapon just yet, or at least we haven't seen the power results just yet, but he's certainly a presence. In the pitchers' meetings before the games, again, I think Caglione's name is being brought up right after Bobby's, maybe Vinny. But still, Jack Caglione is a guy that you are preparing for very early on in those pitchers-catchers meetings. It's no surprise that Cags has let off as many innings as he has through the first six games, because if I'm a pitcher and I'm facing Salvador Perez and I see Nick Lofton or Drew Waters in the on-deck circle, I'm not going to let Salvy beat me. But if I see that monster standing in the on-deck circle, I'm attacking the captain because I don't want that dude coming to the dish with a man on base. So his presence is already paying dividends. Now, there's a lot of other things that go into the nice road trip that this offense had, scoring five or more runs in four out of the six games. You know, Michael Garcia gives real Lorenzo Cain vibes in that three spots. And then, of course, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvy collectively just had their best road trip of the season. So it's no surprise that the offense looks better. Cags does deserve some of the credit, but the guys we've been waiting on all season are finally starting to show up. Vinny, Bobby, Salvy, and even Jonathan India, right? Great series in St. Louis and a nice finish to the road trip yesterday with a three-hit game.
Vern, you mentioned 85 wins for this to be a playoff team. 51 of their next 96 is the numbers that they're looking at. No bigger way to start it off.
Is there only 96 games left in the season?
That's right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
We're under 100 flying already?
By. Yeah. Damn. 88 to the NFL, 96 to the end of the season.
Damn.
When you look at that, and you look at the Yankees, right? Bad taste in the mouth after last year they knocked you out of the playoffs. You got to watch them celebrate on their field. I haven't really seen the accurate look at the rotation of who's versus who, but I know Bubich is in this series, Cameron's in this series, and Max Fried's in this series. What's got to happen for the Royals versus the Yankees?
Well, it starts there. For as much as I would, you know, love to talk about what I was just mentioning, Bobby, Vinny, Salvy, and Cags, You know, if I've learned anything over the first 66 games, there's only one facet of this team that I can rely on, and that is the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I start to see that consistency from India and Salvi, which will allow some consistency for the offense. Shoot, I'm hoping to see consistency from India at second base. I'd like to see some better defense, some better base running from this team. And a bullpen is only as good as its rotation allows it to be. So, you know, the same reason why the Royals fell short against the Yankees last October is the same reason why they were in October. Your starting pitching got you there, and your starting pitching wasn't as dominant in the postseason, and that's why you bowed out against the Yankees. If you're going to take two of three, Cameron's going on Tuesday, Bubic on Wednesday, Seth Lugo goes in the finale on Thursday. You need those guys to lead the way. And then, of course, yeah, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi need to come through clutch. When they're presented with a man in scoring position, they must come through. You know, just like Aaron Judge, the reason why the Yankees got to the World Series last year was because Judge and Soto were superstars. And the reason why they didn't win it all is because, well, Aaron Judge wasn't a superstar in the World Series. So until this offense shows us something differently, when you're taking on a team the caliber of the Yankees, I'm looking at this team's strength. And the Royals' strength is that outstanding rotation, a rotation that currently owns the fourth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. That's going to be the reason why you win or lose this series, in my opinion.
Okay, so you got the starting pitching where it is. We're still struggling with dudes on base and scoring position. How does that get better? Do you have any answers for that or any wisdom for that?
No.
I didn't think so. Neither do I. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I don't have any wisdom. To me, it just comes back to what we hope Jack Caglione is bringing. Again, right now he's a presence. As he continues to morph into a big league weapon, suddenly those pitches that are non-competitive to Salvi begin to drift over the plate. As this lineup is lengthened, as Salvi and India start to lock back into their career norms, then I think you need to challenge this team a little more often than you've needed to in the first 66 games because, you know, for the most part, it was Bobby, Michael, two slumping power bats, and Vinny and Salvi, and a bunch of punch and Judy. So if I'm an opposing pitcher, I can maneuver my way through this lineup. If Cag starts to present himself as a weapon, if India can start to be that consistent leadoff hitter that you were expecting when you brought him in this offseason, now the opposition needs to pitch you a little bit more honestly, give you opportunities to do damage, and thus the team with the lowest OPS in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position will begin to climb up the ladder. So confidence and just the threat of power, as that continues to present itself, I think the numbers will improve.
Yeah, that's where it's really got to improve is driving those guys in, man. You've got
no
those
doubt.
Ducks on
that's
a pond.
That's the season right there.
It is. That's the whole season. And I know they've been frustrated with that because I've been talking to folks about that for about a month now. Like, runners in scoring position. Runners, we're not doing it. Like, 100 points less than we were a year ago. And like, man.
Well, Bob,
go ahead.
I've mentioned this before. We're 66 games in, and this is the lowest scoring offense in franchise history, even worse than the 1969 expansion Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
But then you dive into the rest of the numbers, and there's not another offensive number where you go, oh, this team is the worst. I know they're dead last in baseball right now in home runs, but there's been like 16, 17 teams in the history of this franchise that have hit fewer home runs through 66 games. There have been a lot of bad offenses. So for this team to be the worst as far as run scoring is concerned, yeah, that is just a complete reflection of them being the worst team in baseball, hitting with runners in scoring position. And of course, like we've talked about now for weeks, that goes back to Vinny, to Salvi, to the guys in the middle of the lineup. Vinny's starting to pick it up. Hopefully Salvi saw some good things on this road trip and will continue it on this upcoming homestand.
Putting pressure on themselves, though. Playing a little tight maybe now in those situations because they know they're not contributing. And sometimes when you put pressure on yourself and play tight, it gets worse.
No doubt. But, you know, Salvi, real quick, on Salvi, making $22 million this year, there should be a bunch of pressure on him when he is the highest paid player. But how wild is it that we're only now, and I haven't heard you guys, I really haven't heard anybody bring it up outside of the postgame show, which is good, but how wild is it that it took until the final year of Salvi's big money contract for that finally to ruffle some feathers,
right,
or furl an eyebrow? When when Dayton signed Salvi to that contract, I was thinking, man, he deserves it. But holy crap, are you going to regret that at the back end, paying a 34, 35-year-old catcher $22 million? Mm-hmm. It's never come up until right now at the age of 35. It's a very impressive reflection on Salvi, and also makes Dayton look pretty good, because I know nobody was on board with giving Salvi that contract outside of Dayton.
No, but you, at that point in time, that was your face of your franchise, right? And you wanted to keep him here. You needed Salvador Perez here at that point in time. It was the right move.
Yeah, yeah, for the fans, yep, and for Salvi, with the amount of team-friendly contracts, yeah, he had played with under his tenure in Kansas City.
Real quick, I want to throw a name at you before we get out of here. I want Ryan O'Hearn back. Can that happen?
Sure, it could happen, but wow, for a team that prides itself on speed and defense, mm-hmm, and versatility.
He's one of the best hitters, though, man.
Sure, yeah, listen. As we've been talking about, when you're this bad offensively, there are no bad ideas. But, you know, the way, to me, a Ryan O'Hearn with Vinny, with Cags, with Salvi doesn't fit a Matt Quatrero team.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, hey, beggars can't be choosers, and this team needs something. Because what you need right now, in my opinion, is a right-handed bat to hit fifth in between Vinny and Cags. Drop Salvi to the seventh spot, and let's go.
Yeah, go get Mike Trout. I'm sure that Angels will be ready to depart with him, you know? Right-handed bat, hit fifth.
But who's out there? Right, I mean, that's the thing. It's just the options are so limited, Vern.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why they pay J.J. Piccolo what they do, is to find the Cole Reagans in a bullpen somewhere, to find Lucas Erceg in a setup role somewhere. Go find a fourth outfielder. Go find a bat that isn't properly nurtured in their organization. Make them feel special. Bring them here. Easier said than done, but, man, you find Cole Reagans, and he's now a top 10 pitcher. You find Lucas Erceg, he's coming back, hopefully on Wednesday. Mm. He's now a top 10 reliever. I'm not saying that JJ's going to find a top 10 bat, but the dude's pretty hot since taking over as general manager.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wouldn't put it past him to find a guy that can take this offense from bad to good enough.
Well, Vern, enjoy your off day today. Get that lawn mowed, take the dog for a walk, and get a nice little dinner on the back patio.
Stop putting me to work, dog.
Sorry, dude. I figured you'd have to do something after all those days on. Vern, we appreciate the time. We'll be listening on Tuesday night at 5:30.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. That's Josh Vern. You're 51 of the next 96. That's what you're looking for, to be an 85-win team. That's
God, there's only 96 games left.
Not only that, but Mac might have been right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.